This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Nabina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, thumma amma ba'd. Dearest brothers and sisters, we have now a session studying the tafsir of Suratul Jum'ah, a very amazing surah in the Quran. Some introductory points before we recite some of this amazing surah. There's actually a lot that we can find out about the surah from just two ahadith. Just two hadith. The first hadith is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an. Hadith found in Sahih Bukhari. He says that we were all sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when this surah, Suratul Jum'ah, descended down upon him. Now this one narration teaches us three things. The first thing it teaches us is about when the surah was revealed. Because the person who narrated the hadith, Abu Hurairah, became Muslim in Medina around the 6th Hijri year. So it must have been around this time when the surah was revealed. And that's interesting because the surah will speak about the Yahud, the Jews. And around the 6th Hijri year, the focus for the Muslims was now the dangers coming from the Jewish tribes, namely the Jews of Khaybar. So the mention of the Jews is found in Suratul Jum'ah, and I will see how everything links up later on. The second thing we learn from this hadith is that the whole surah was revealed in one go, because Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala said that unzila alayhi Suratul Jum'ah, that the surah al-Jum'ah was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, meaning in one go. And the third thing we learn is that the name of the surah, Suratul al-Jum'ah, which can also be pronounced as Jum'ah, was named by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at least the companions themselves. As you know, sometimes the surah was named by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, others by the companions. This surah, the name was set by them, either the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the companions themselves. Now, the other narration or the other hadith, which is very important, is the hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, found in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi and classes Sahih by Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah. In this hadith, which is known as the hadith of Infidad, there is an incident that occurs in Medina during the life of the Prophet which triggers the revelation of the surah. It is an incident where something happened during one Jum'ah that the Prophet was delivering. He was on the minbar and he was delivering his khutbah. And what happened is during that time where this incident took place, there was a kind of like a famine or drought taking place, and the people were in need of some external sources bringing them, you know, some food and some supplies. Now what happens during the khutbah of the Prophet is that one such caravan comes from Syria, and they hear the caravan coming, and it's laden with food supplies and oils. And what happens is they stand up and they leave, subhanAllah, they leave the Prophet ﷺ whilst he's doing the khutbah, and they basically disperse out to go and find something in that caravan to buy and to purchase. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah in which he criticized the Muslims for doing that, because all except 12 companions, subhanAllah, remained sitting there listening to the khutbah. Everybody else left. So these are the two hadith that you need to bear in mind if you really want to grasp the whole surah in its entirety and the meaning behind it. And essentially the surah is literally, as the name suggests, about Al-Jum'ah. And not just the day Al-Jum'ah, but the congregational prayer, the two-part prayer, which is coming together to listen to the khutbah of the imam and then praying the two raka'ah prayer. Now you may think that this is just a ritual, you know, like what impact does it have on the Muslim community besides being just a ritual which they have to do once a week. We will find in this surah, subhanAllah, that the Jum'ah congregation is actually, subhanAllah, a means of reforming the Muslim community. Yeah, it's like an institution. And this is how we should now, inshallah, after studying it, recognize the role of this congregation, Al-Jum'ah, in reforming society at large, okay, in educating them and reforming them. Another interesting thing in the surah is we find that the role of the Prophet ﷺ as a messenger to mankind is explained to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some introductory remarks, and inshallah let's recite some of this surah before we go any further.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله الله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah in a way that many surahs are begun, by glorifying Himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that everything in the skies, in the samawat, as well as on the earth, you know what they're doing right now? They are glorifying Allah. They are making tasbih of Allah, saying, declaring that Allah, you are free from any imperfection. There's no shortcoming whatsoever that could be attributed to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are doing that using the present tense verb, yusabbihu. In other places He used the past, sabbaha. In this surah, Allah began by saying yusabbihu. Present tense meaning that it's happening right now. But in Arabic, when something is said in the present tense, it also has the meaning, as Ibn Ashur said, of istimrar and tajaddud, which means something happening now and for the foreseeable future. And that's quite amazing. Allah is telling us that everything out there in space and outer space, as well as on the earth, let me tell you what they're doing right now. And what they will continue to do up until Yawm al-Qiyamah, they're glorifying me. They're saying, Ya Allah, you are so perfect and you have no imperfections whatsoever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself with four names. He says, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Four very amazing names. The first of which is Al-Malik. Allah is the King. Saying Allah is the King denotes His power, denotes His authority, and denotes His control over everything in His kingdom, which is everything that exists. Al-Malik. Number two, Al-Quddus, which is to say, as Al-Tabri said, Al-Tahir, that He is the most pure, from the root Quds, which signifies purity. Al-Quddus is a way of saying in mubalagha, in a more intense way, that Allah is so unbelievably, absolutely pure, meaning far removed from any lowliness, any shortcomings, that He is so pure. Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Aziz. And then Allah says that He is mighty, as if to say that there is nothing out there that could resist His will, that could go against what he wants and resist his command. Whatever he wants, he's almighty, and there's nothing out there that could possibly resist that. And in the end, he is Al-Hakim, the most wise. There is wisdom behind the way he regulates the affairs of the inhabitants of this universe. Now, there's a question that we need to ask here, which is, we said in the introduction that Suratul Jum'ah is all about this, the Salatul Jum'ah. In the beginning you have the khutbah that takes place, and thereafter you have the salah and the congregation that happens on this blessed day of Jum'ah. Now, how is verse number one a introduction into talking about the day of Jum'ah and this activity, this institution that has been legislated for us? You know, the question is basically, how is this number one verse linked to and related to the later verses which speak explicitly about the prayer on Jum'ah? Have a think about that for a second. In pairs, if you can discuss with the person next to you, what do you think is the link here? How is this verse, which is opening by saying everything out there in the skies above, on the earth, is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then describing Allah in these magnificent ways? Take a moment there to do this activity.